This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi. The cockamamie.
Hi there.
Hello.
Let's start out with something that is just totally inside, and we'll just get it out there.
All right. Inside Hollywood.
Inside the biz. Inside this building.
Oh, love that.
Show bees.
The collective days. Building. I just wanted to say to Dennis Murphy, who's been turned down 539 times by eHarmony.com.
Yes.
That dating service, electronic computer dating services, work. I know someone, and so do you, who met his bride on eHarmony.
Really? Quite a testimonial.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's fascinating. That? Save that.
That's why I just mentioned
Keep
it like
that. Keep
that
in your pocket, will you?
That's why that's just out there for you, Mike, and for everybody else. See, it works.
Mm-hmm. Keep that in your hip pocket.
No matter how bad your haircut is.
A success story.
Hey, let's start today with a real fast clip of the show that we don't watch, the Celebrity Rehab Show.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Jeff Conaway, who we've come to know. Oh, have you watched it now, Mike?
Yay.
Got into it. Well, actually have started to watch it in its entirety.
Perhaps you saw this. And
I probably did.
Him vomiting?
Yes.
Oh. Let's start with that, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be right back because I got to deal with another patient.
Okay.
I'll be right
Hello,
back.
Hello, congratulations on taking a positive step toward recovery.
All right, Jeff, I'm coming. You're going to be all right, dude. All right. It's just a little barf, dude. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'll get you some Compazine, all right? I'll be back. Who doesn't mind puke? I need someone to sit with Jeff. Thank you.
Jeff's my man. I'm there for him. But not right now.
That was the best line.
Your girls are going to be good at this point.
Get a cold towel and put it on his head. This is Jeff's room. He's sick.
Great retching.
Jeff Conaway was thrown up. I mean, I was just like, what the hell's going on?
Jeff, I hope you feel better.
You know what? I will tell you about Jeff Conaway.
What's that, Mike?
I've watched probably only about 2 hours of this show. Somebody needs to open a can of whoop-ass on him. Really?
I think he's turned the corner. Mike, be honest.
You think he's turned the corner? You don't think he needs to have his ass kicked?
Be honest. When you see him in some weird way, do you see yourself?
Yes. Yes, my battles with addiction.
That
dog.
Answer is true.
Absolutely. No, I don't know what the deal is. They're all messed up, but he's the only one. I mean, just the...
Yeah,
I guess he's having a bad deal. I don't even know what he's on. I don't know what... Wow. Some of them are in there for alcohol. Some of them are in there for pills. He's on TV. I don't know what the drug of choice is. Because they mentioned last night what his drug of choice is to his girlfriend because she had it in her purse.
Mike, did you get drunk like that last night?
No, I did not.
That answer is false.
Oh. Wrong. The machine is wrong.
The Don and Mike Show.
No.
Hello. Just
you need to
screwing with you.
You need to rephrase the question.
Hello.
Why do you favor rape?
Listen, everybody, let me tell you.
That's not the question.
It's back to that again.
I like rape.
Rhythm, and it's really gonna.
I like you, though. I like you both.
Thank you.
You're funny.
Thank you.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Yeah. How about that Huckabee guy?
Drug dealers, prostitutes, pimps, gamblers, non-Republicans.
Huckleberry. I can't wait till he quits.
That was funny.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
We try daily.
I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Yeah, Jack.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Don't forget who loves this show.
If you're not happy, we're not happy.
Simple as that. Right. Tell them JB sent you.
What is he, a faggot?
Hey! Oh. I'd say
that. That was not funny. Hey, was you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
What is he, a faggot?
Well, here goes nothing.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
Shut up!
Please shut up. How about the phone number?
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They are.
Is everybody happy?
Why?
Right, absolutely.
Right, stop that.
Silly.
It's silly.
It is.
Very silly indeed.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if Buzz is around.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
I'm not happy.
Of course, you're not, Paula. Here's Big Ed, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. I like you, though. I like you both. You're funny.
Bam, bam, bam. He said, Ramalama,
Bamalama, rock and roll is king.
MHK. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Is everybody happy?
We've already been through this. Everybody's happy today. Let's see if one person's happy.
Okay.
Making a phone call right now. Uh-huh. Happiness check just around the corner.
DOA, that's what we call this segment. Dead or alive.
Oh. I know who you're calling now.
Oh, yes. I hope.
I hope he answers the phone. I really hope he answers the phone. I hope he's not dead on the floor.
God, he's got to be caramelizing by now.
To send a fax.
Oh, did you think for a minute?
To leave a message, wait for the beep.
Are you caramelizing?
Al, it's Don and Mike. Al Molinaro, Don and Mike, your favorite radio guys.
Check your faxes, Al, and call us. The number is on the fax.
We hope everything's going well, but we're, once again.
Have a good weekend.
We're concerned.
Crack open a window if you can.
We got a bad gut.
You take care of yourself.
Don't forget to feed the cat.
And the fish.
Much love.
Bye, Al. Good luck caramelizing.
Ta-ta.
TTFN.
That's gross caramelizing. Hello. That's really gross.
Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, hi.
No!
Hey, wow. Gladys Kravitz.
The hell do you want?
I didn't call during playoffs, did I, Don?
But I like rape.
Hi, Gladys.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sorry.
You had to call and mention football to Don, didn't you, right after the Packers lost? Because okay. That's what you do, isn't it, Gladys?
You're just so negative, Mike. Gosh, I just called to say
you know what? You know what, Gladys? I am a negative person when it comes to one, one person that calls this show. I am really,
really,
seriously, most of the time on this show, I am more positive than anybody else. But when it comes to you, I am not positive, Gladys, because you know what? I fear you. I fear you have bad karma.
No, I don't.
You sound like you're low, though, Gladys. You sound like you're very down.
I can't imagine.
No, why. I'm pretty excited. I'm leaving tomorrow for a cruise. I'm going to Mexico.
Gladys, we can only hope that it's one of those things where they say, all we know is that she was by the back of the boat.
There was a little blood stain on the outer deck, and she's gone.
Looking over the rail.
She's a very loyal listener of our show. She lives in Wichita, Kansas. She's a Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler.
Gladys, you know, I've got some advice if you're going on a Mexican cruise.
Oh,
lots of, excuse me, I'm talking, Gladys.
Sorry.
A lot of Mexican ports of call that you'll be going to?
Cozumel and Progreso.
You know what I like to do when I go to Mexico? I like to explore the inner villages, not the main tourist areas, right. And you know, because they've got wonderful fresh spring water there.
Uh-huh. Go into town, get a bite to eat.
I get it.
Eat the fresh fruits.
You're trying to give her diarrhea.
Yes, I am.
I've done
all the research.
All right, Gladys. Well, whatever everyone says.
Have you ever played propeller bingo?
You mean on the cruise ship?
Yeah. Well, actually, towards the back of the cruise ship.
Keel hauler. Is there any particular reason you called, Gladys?
No, I just called to say hi.
Well, Buzz would like his usual shipment of meds from Mexico.
Now, listen. Now, you really have to hear me out, and Rob will understand this because Rob and I are always on the same page.
Oh,
she did have a reason for calling.
Really off?
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Maybe not. No, when it comes to Gladys, I meant not everything else. Not.
Oh, okay.
But and Rob,
sure.
you'll agree with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
She called because with the Packers losing on Sunday. She had to.
Yeah.
She had to.
Oh, it's been driving her nuts.
I don't think so. I'm the one that you're saying she's casting some aspersions on.
No. It has nothing to do with whether she likes you or not.
Right.
Doesn't matter whether you feel bad or not.
And
it's
also,
the fact
Mike,
that
she had to call early in the show to set a tone.
Yes.
You wouldn't call it like 5:30. Shut up. You wouldn't talk at like 5:30, would you?
You had to acknowledge.
No, I wouldn't interrupt Buzz's newscast.
I don't.
This is akin to a woman.
I know you might not be affected by
a woman being in an alley and I see a couple of tough guys standing over her asking her for her milk money.
She's the tough guy. She's beating us up.
I used to beat up boys in grade school.
Yeah, see? Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, except you were 28.
One boy in particular. Yeah, and then I dated him years later, and I don't think he remembered it was me.
Did he get to third base on the first date?
No.
You crazy slut.
Gladys, I have to end this now. Otherwise, it's just going to be pile on Gladys. I know you're used to that.
Been there.
But we got to let you go, honey.
Just like in grade school.
All right.
I'm not strong enough to defend you today. My shields are not up.
Okay. Well.
Time to sail away on your broom.
Let's just, let me leave you with the three words that I know are from me to you. Okay?
Yeah. I like rape.
There you go. Bye-bye.
She is really evil incarnate.
She is. God, that's why she called.
I hate her.
Is that the reason she called?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the first thing she said.
She would have called you at home on Sunday night.
She would have called you 5 minutes after the game was over if she had your number.
Don and Mike, hello.
A woman
call you during overtime.
Mm-hmm. Hi there.
Hey, Jeff Conway with cocaine and painkillers.
There you go,
cocaine,
Mike.
And painkillers.
And booze. Painkiller.
Right. Oh, speaking of coke and painkillers, bring in Howard Bernstein.
HB is here.
Because he's on both of them right now. Howard Bernstein is the...
We're honored with his presence today.
The diminutive weatherman from... WUSA 9.
What a nice treat this is. This is delightful.
Io was practically giving the guy oral last week.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard you give any local TV weatherman such a tribute.
You were gushing.
We got 4 hours to fill.
Oh,
and
that's true. There he is.
Tony,
you know, he looks just like he looks on TV.
Hey.
Howard, how are you?
Clothes.
Nice Howard to meet you. How are you?
Hi, Howard. I'm Don. How you doing?
7 years in D.C. Finally, we meet.
God bless you. We're delighted to have you here.
Gentlemen.
Hot towels.
I brought some
pepperoni
goodies.
Pizzas.
A couple of them.
Fantastic. It's a shame we don't have a sales staff here.
Well, first question.
They would descend.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, Howard Bernstein.
Yeah.
Does the new news every day on Channel 9 here, number one rated?
Does a damn fine job.
What is going on under JC's wig?
JC is a wonderful lady and a good friend.
He's prepared, you know. He's prepared.
I got to tell you, you know, as long as I am a proud member of the WSA family.
Yes.
Come on, what do you expect?
I know.
Okay.
I know, that's fine.
All right, you got to work with her every day. What about Martucci? Seriously, with you, that must be like looking up at the stars, right?
Well, she's a six-footer, but a fun lady nonetheless.
Sure.
Loves what she does.
Sure.
Has a lot of fun with it.
All right, now to the weather, all right?
All right.
What were you guys doing this
week?
How
come you guys F it up?
Were you playing with us this week?
Why
were you toying with us?
Is it all the time?
Is it a ratings booster? What is the deal with the weather? What are you trying to do? You're killing us this year.
Hey, I'd like to see snow. You know, Topper and I are snow lovers, okay? I'm going skiing next weekend. I want it to be cold, and I want it to be snowy.
Okay.
And there was a little snow east of town, and we had a couple of flurries, but, you know.
But we were told Was it yesterday or the day before? I forgot. What was the day where they said snow? I don't care if it was a dusting, but they said snow.
There were some flurries around.
I didn't see. It was blue sky. I was looking out here. It was blue sky.
Yeah, it was nice yesterday afternoon.
What about on Monday, Sunday into Monday, when we have a winter weather advisory until someone looks outside and sees it's sunny, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, we canceled that.
Yeah, well, you know, the Weather Service issues the winter weather advisories, and they tend to be sometimes erring on the side of caution, because if there's a sliver of ice in the forecast, they issue that advisory.
Well, Howard, I expect you to have half a ball to come on TV and say that.
I told you, if you were watching, I said, I think this is probably going to be dropped before 4 o'clock.
Well, I unfortunately can't watch you every second you're on TV.
We really should put a monitor in here. We really should put a monitor in here.
Well, Buzz has got it's TV over there.
Have you seen Buzz's TV?
Great reception.
By the way,
I got to ask, how long did it take you guys to get the place down to this level? Because apparently it must have started as a nice studio.
You should
at some
have seen
point.
It. This is a redo.
This is actually a remake. This is a lovely facility.
By the way, I didn't just bring pizzas, guys.
What did you bring?
One for both of you.
Oh, wow. Look, I see what he's got for you.
One for both of you.
What's that?
I think for me,
something
too,
in plastic.
Sex toys?
You know.
No, take a look. Oh, this rocks.
A Barnes & Noble gift.
And one for you.
Look what you got.
Autograph.
Now, this is a gift.
You know, put it on the wall.
Autograph picture of J.C. Hayward.
I'm going to put it right. Rob, can I have another thumbtack for my wall?
There you go.
I want to put it right next to Morris Jones.
I just couldn't walk in empty-handed.
Right here? No wig. This is her real hair. This is how J.C. should look every day on TV.
Thank you very much.
Is there a Mr. Hayward?
Thank you, Howard.
There is a significant other.
Hey, same with me.
Reginald.
You don't see a wedding ring on this hand, do you?
Reginald?
Reginald is a good man.
Mm-hmm. JC?
Could happen.
You know, from what I understand, is she retiring this year?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh.
Not to my knowledge. And as long as, you know, we're on together and, you know, she's been around for a few years, I don't want her going anywhere.
Will you please tell her that I put her at the top of my bulletin board?
Will do. In fact, I'm going to take a picture of it before I go.
She's your
you might not want to do
JC,
that.
Well, Robbie,
isn't she your second favorite, JC?
Of course. You mean Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, the main man.
Now, gentlemen, last week,
yes,
you were very kind to discuss my life for a while. And I listened to it.
Hey, listen, I watch you. You're the guy. You cannot help yourself. Like on a weekend, if it's snowing, they go, hey, Howard Bernstein got up and took some pictures from his backyard.
Well, no, I'll email it in just so they get an idea what's happening up
here. Here's his cul-de-sac.
He's a company man. He's a team player.
Here's his wife and his kids in front of the house.
A couple of things came up last week. Strip clubs.
How was Frederick?
And turd.
How was Frederick?
Well, I live in Clarksburg, not Frederick.
Where the hell is Clarksburg?
It's north of Germantown, still in the county.
Okay, but did they have you? So that was not inconvenient for you. To be out in Fredericksburg doing the little report.
Frederick. Actually, when we have weather events, and I have to go out, I love being out in the weather. It's fun. I prefer, though, if I can be somewhere close to home so that when we're done, you know, because if I'm in Virginia, that's taking an hour and a half, 2 hours to get home.
The Frederick gig was okay for you then?
Yeah, Frederick was fantastic.
All right.
People up there are fine.
You don't use that as an opportunity to stay away from your family for a night?
What kind of home life do you have?
Well, let me tell you that I think I had a pretty good one, a pretty successful marriage and everything. And I got to tell you, after 25 years of successful marriage, one of the things that made it successful was...
staying home or staying away every now and then?
Yeah, I mean...
away time, sure.
I would think that it would... hey, honey, I'm snowed in here, and how's she going to know? You know, and then you go to the Holiday Inn bar, and you lay down your business card, and you talk weather with some people.
You remember some of our snow days? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They were great. They were, you know, really 2 inches of snow, and we'd, you know, be a night in a hotel.
My wife would say, it's not snowing in our house. I'd say, it's snowing here.
And that worked for your marriage.
Me and Mike got to stay downtown
and
tonight.
Your house is what, 2 blocks from here?
Yeah, very close. And so,
thing is, both times we had two of those occasions where we'd stay at a hotel with Don, it helped strengthen his marriage. Both times I stayed at hotels when there was snow, I was divorced the following day. That's what happened.
It didn't work for him.
You mentioned strip clubs. Fan of strip clubs?
Well, you know, I do have a story for you. Back a couple of years ago, a friend of mine was getting married, and they went over to West Virginia for the bachelor party.
Well, you're already talking quality.
Went to the racetrack.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Charlestown.
Charlestown, West Virginia.
Yeah, I know, and they got some activity. They got some ballet around Charlestown. They do.
Well, first we went to the racetrack for a little dinner and the ponies. Dinner.
You know how to live, man.
Yeah. I think some of the losing ponies become the dinner.
Yeah. I could see that happening. So, and they do have some cultural sites around that part of West Virginia, right?
I guess.
I mean,
Harper's Ferry is fantastic if you ever go in sightseeing.
Sure, yes. You can go by the tomb of the unknown sisters Vagine.
There's something, I know the name of a strip joint out there, I think, off the top of my head. Really? I think I know it. It's the the Golden something.
The Golden Incest?
I think, no. Well, I don't know what it is. I don't remember. Golden Minor.
It's brother, mother, sister.
With an O or an E on minor on you, Rob.
The Upper Plate. I think one is called the Upper Plate.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
The best strip club is the Black Lung.
Oh, I know that. That's right by Hubs.
So anyway, you were saying how much you love strip clubs.
Well, no, I was just telling you the last strip club story I have.
All right. Oh.
So from there, we get into the limo, and we go over to Divas.
Is that the name of the place?
Divas.
Divas.
Ask her it by name.
It may have a different name now than it did 2 years ago.
To me, naming a strip joint in West Virginia Divas is just the ultimate contradiction.
Or a delusion of grandeur. I don't know.
Now, if it was called Delusions, then you'd probably have some hot women there. But if it's called Divas, did you have any divas there at all?
Actually, this one young lady and we were sitting on the VIP lounge.
Sure, it wasn't called Tiefers.
So the entertainers, we'll call them entertainers.
The girls.
They come over to mingle with the party of
the
bachelor. It is nice. And, you know, one of the things that is great about being radio TV is when people come up to you and say hello.
Oh, you had to love this, huh? You had some of that hot, boozy breath in your face?
It's flattering that people watch you and know who you are.
I'm Howard Bernstein. You might have seen me
on
not television.
Quite. Actually, I was trying to keep a low profile.
It's not easy being HB. We understand.
Can't imagine why you'd want to do that in Divas.
And one of these fine young ladies comes up to me and says, "Hey, don't you do the weather?" So I said,
did you lie or did you tell her the truth?
I said, you know, often I'm flattered when people recognize me, but I got to be honest, I don't want to be recognized here, but yes, it's me. So
and Doppler 9,
I fessed up.
Doppler 9000 shows that there's a disturbance in my pants right now.
Would you like to come down to D.C. sometime and get a tour of the
studio? Can you imagine that? You're some skank. Sitting there with your roast beef at Divas, you know, with your 3-day growth of beard around your thigh, and you see it's Howard Bernstein, and you go, "Are you the weather guy?" And then they go, "What a dick he was! Like he said he didn't want to be recognized.
He told me to leave him alone.
Left him alone."
No, I was gracious about it.
Sure,
she understood. She understood, but she was kind.
She gets Becky Allen, if you'd like to come down to DC sometime, I'll show you how we do what's called blue screen. Or now green screen. Yeah, have a lot of fun.
It's green.
So she recognized you.
And we just exchanged a few pleasantries, and that was that.
Wow.
Bodily fluids.
And how long ago would this have been, conservatively?
It was around St. Patrick's Day a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Not that long ago.
Are you a fan of regular sexual intercourse? I mean, with your wife?
Married 18 years, and she's still the sexiest woman I know.
Congratulations.
Bravo. And how many children
and
do you have?
She's blushing right now, by the way.
How many children do you have?
Just the one.
You have one child? How old?
Almost 8.
Almost 8 years old.
Does your lovely wife still do everything?
7 going on 20.
Does she still, you know, do everything?
I love my wife very much.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And how are things at old Channel 9?
Life is good.
Yeah. How do you like going, making that incredible, what seems to be marathon sprint, from the studio out onto the weather deck?
Oh, it's not that far.
Well, how far is it? I think we always hear you.
I don't know.
It sounds like you're riding a Clydesdale out
You ever
there.
Have a pet crap on you during Pet Line Thursday?
You're a fan of that. You watch
No,
that
but
all
we've
the
had
time.
Some of the pets from Busch Gardens come on the show, and they've they've soiled the carpet. But I got to tell you, the Busch Gardens people, they're prepared. They come. They got all sorts of equipment, you know, cleaning equipment with them. So they come. You don't even know they were there.
Ah. Howard, seriously, let's talk about your career. You're the number 2 weather guy at Channel 9 behind Top or Shut, right?
Are you the heir apparent?
Tony, and nobody's going anywhere.
You're making the depth.
Nobody's going down.
You can't even put Pan in the equation. You're making
a depth chart here. Topper is your first string quarterback.
You got HBO. he's the utility guy. He does. He's next in charge.
He's your backup.
Uh-huh. Now, both you and Topper, are you real weathermen or fake weathermen?
All of us went to school.
You're
Topper,
all
Tony. Can we all have degrees in meteorology, atmospheric science?
What about the Amazon girl? She got one?
Cornell.
All right. Oh, she's smart. So here would be the pecking order at night. It would be Topper, Shut, Then it's HB.
Cornell highest suicide rate of any school.
Then I would say it's Kim Martucci.
But I put that out there.
And Tony Penn is like, if everyone else is sick.
No.
Come on in. Come on in from Baltimore if everyone else is sick.
You can't all be. There's got to be a pecking order. You can't all be considered equal, right?
Hierarchy.
Well, you know, if I had access to salaries, I think that would determine pecking order.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so,
you got to be making the second most money there in the weather department.
I'm not even going any further with that.
Listen, if you're not, you need better representation.
Mm-hmm.
If Kim Martucci's
what's
making,
your cut? What's your cut? How much you want?
At this point. Because you're a friend. Because you're a friend, Howard.
If you need a tip, we could give you a tip for representation. I've got a number of a fabulous firm, the Cochran firm.
The Cochran firm.
Now, I happen to know that Tony...
Those commercials kind of freak me out a little bit when I see Johnny doing them.
Yeah. Mr. Johnny?
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Now, Tony Pan, I know, gets $8 an hour. Now, that's a different deal than I think you are in. I think you probably
I don't even know what to say right now.
You have a regular... You know, do you have a contract?
Yes. Good. I had an idea, though, for Tony Pan on the weekend you could pass along to him. You could call the weather forecast instead of Weather with Tony Pan. Tony Pan's Labyrinth.
Tony Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes. I think that would be wonderful.
Now, do you ever sit around, you and your wife?
Thank you, Rob. I'm here all week.
When you're in the afterglow, when you're laying in front of your Damascus fireplace. In the
Clarksburg.
Clarksburg. You know, where
natural gas would have switched. It's not that great.
You know, the two of you huddled in your WUSA9 blanket in front of the fire.
PJs.
Do you ever just say,
jammies.
Here's to a great year, darling, and here's to this being the year that Topper finally leaves. And then you clink the glasses.
No, I mean, I like working with these guys. All right? I still can learn a lot from them.
No, you want to be
a celebrity.
You want to be the number one guy.
For those of you around the rest of the country that have not had the pleasure of seeing Howard Bernstein.
By the way, hello to everybody in Rochester, because I worked there for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
I know you guys are on WHAM.
WHCK. He's got a celebrity he most
resembles. Here's a call for Howard from Rochester.
Hello there, Howard.
We're good.
Hey.
You used to work at WUHF, woof, up here.
That's right, channel for Fox 31.
And don't make out like you're a Vestal Virgin, because I remember going to the ballet, as Mike said, and we used to watch the Norwegian clam dance up in Canada.
The Norwegian.
Now, was that in Hamilton or in Toronto proper?
Oh, no, we were up at the Sundance. You remember Sundowners up there, the Mints? All the hot spots.
All I've heard, and you can tell me, a Rochester caller, that I've heard the Canadian joints are the greatest joints in the world.
They got better beer in Canada.
Really? But I hear the experience is better, too. The girls are better.
What about the girls?
The whole thing is better, you know.
Hey, so when you were with Howard in these places, what did he do?
They weren't real thrilled with his tips. They don't want coin.
It was Mardi Gras doubloons left over from my times in New Orleans.
Mardi Gras.
They wouldn't fit in the tall boots.
You know, right, having you in here and not on TV, there is a celebrity you most resemble.
Who do you think it is, Mike?
I'm going to throw this out to my colleagues.
Who? Right?
It's easy for me. And you're probably going to, you might say that I'm gay after this, but.
I may say you're gay anyway.
I really think, I'm thinking of a movie. That you enjoy, an actor that we enjoy a lot of his work. We play a lot of his work.
I already know who you're going to say. You're going to say that guy Rob Morrow, right?
No.
No, not the guy. Not that guy?
No, maybe it's the angle I'm
I've heard
looking
it.
At him at.
I've
no.
heard it.
A little of that. Listen to him. I've heard it. I'm Bernstein. I've heard it.
No, he looks, you know who he looks like? He looks a little bit like, with hair, he looks like Kevin Spacey. He looks
yeah,
a little
I see
like.
That, yeah.
Doesn't
I see
he look
that.
A little like Kevin Spacey?
I see that, yeah.
Do people ever tell you that?
Gay, gay, gay.
Stop it.
My name is Lester Burnham.
It works.
Have people ever said that to you?
Sure. I got a little Paul Reiser on occasion.
Yeah,
I've got
a little bit of that in there. Mm-hmm.
So you must get hit on an awful lot, huh?
No, not really.
Not really?
No. I'm trying to live vicariously through you guys. I think.
No.
Oh, I don't want to disappoint you.
You can tell by these surroundings, we really have it going on here, don't we?
What is that smell, by the way?
That's the smell of five farts getting in a fight.
Let's get back to your game plan for climbing the ladder. So did you come to D.C. from Rochester?
I did.
So the
Rochester, I got to tell you, Rochester's a great place, but the job I had, sadly, was one where after 2 years, contract was up, they made me an offer to stay, and I decided that unemployment was a better option. And at the time, my wife was pregnant. So I could be crazy or... I just really thought that was not a good job.
I can really, really relate to that.
You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
What part of that
could
you relate to, Mike?
Sometimes unemployment is a better option.
Because your girlfriend is not pregnant.
No, she's not.
That's not the part you could relate to. What part could you relate
to? Well, she's not pregnant yet. No, she's not pregnant. I can relate to the latter part of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to say unemployment is an option.
You know, my cousin, I was at a bar mitzvah shortly after I got let go or we left, departed ways, whatever. And he says, oh, how's the job going? I'm like, well, I'm not working right now. He's like, that sucks. I go, no, what really sucks is having a job you hate that you can't afford to leave.
True.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. So you left Rochester.
I agree.
After a year, I left Rochester, and I really, really loved Rochester. And it's a great place.
Oh, you didn't love Rochester. Nobody loves Rochester.
My son was born there. I made some great friends.
Well,
it's a beautiful
I don't
part
care.
Of the world.
A bunch of nice kids born in Haiti, but that doesn't mean they're nice people, for God's sake.
So how long have you been here in Washington, D.C.?
A little over 7 years.
All right.
Wow, did it really? Howard, I got to tell you, 7 years as The Apprentice? You got to make the step.
I got an idea how he can do it.
You got to make the move right now.
Easy, easy, easy.
What is it?
All of our conversations with Topper. Topper comes on the show. I think he'd be an easy guy to get out there, and you just get Topper to do something unforgivable. Get Topper to do something that makes a big splash, and they have to let him go. You know? Topper does the 11,
he's
right?
Not like,
Topper
does the 11? Right. He's not like Ron Burgundy, though.
It's perfect, though. You bring Topper
He doesn't
back
read
in.
Like the F word on the prompt.
Set him
up. he's too good. I'm telling
but
you.
But if you got him drunk enough. If you got him drunk enough, I mean, what do you think these people do? Do you think they're writing the news between 6 and 11? It doesn't happen. They go out, they eat, and occasionally.
They come back. They work on scripts.
A little
bit. We update the forecast, make a new graphic or two.
All right, so, Howard, so like, let's. The next market would be what? Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I mean,
Pittsburgh, Indianapolis.
What's wrong with D.C.?
Nashville. Nothing's wrong with D.C. if you
want. We're the 8th market in the country.
But you want to be the backup quarterback to Topper Shutt, or do you want to be the quarterback of your own weather team in Nashville with, like, NBC 47 or whatever? Why wouldn't you want that?
Tennessee?
Hey, listen.
How about switching networks? What about Bob Ryan? Bob Ryan can't live forever. I mean, he's got that orange wig that he's worn for, what, 15 years, but he's not going to be able to live for for that much longer.
You know, right now I'm happy where I'm at. As I get older, as I'm sure you guys know, you get open to more possibilities, opportunities.
Sure.
But
do you have hobbies?
Life is good.
Well, then I'm curious. Hobbies, Howard, what are some of your hobbies besides the ballet? What are some besides the ballet? What are your hobbies? What do you do for fun?
I beat my child. No, I don't do that.
Wow. Me too.
Well, me and Rob Spiewak have that in common. What do I do for fun? I love just doing stuff around the house, fixing stuff up.
Are you a handy person?
For a Jewish guy, I know what an acronym there.
Really? Yeah. You're a handyman?
Yeah.
Like you fix everything in your house?
Just about.
That's what Buzz does on his weekends. Yeah. Just hang around the house and fix things?
And repair stuff I broke during the week.
Yeah.
You don't have specific hobbies, though, like sports or anything?
Vices?
Vices, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe hanging out in the man cave downstairs just watching TV would be a hobby. Putting on a movie on the DVD
So you're
player.
A homebody.
You watch pornography?
In my spare time.
Good man.
Alone, late at night.
Here's a very important question. When you watch porno...
This is so cathartic being here. Just letting go, releasing.
You'll feel better when you leave.
Do you watch porno all the way to the money shot at the end? That's an
Who's
important...
got time?
Mm-hmm.
Valid point.
Cut and run.
You know, I got to commute to and from D.C. I'm working. You know, I'm stopping here, picking up pizzas. Who's got time?
You a cable guy or a satellite guy?
I'm a cable guy.
You're a cable guy.
I might be.
That limits your porn opportunities.
Unless,
it really does.
Are you mainly a DVD porn or a pay-per-view porn?
No, on demand.
On demand.
On demand is...
On demand.
Do you have to hide it from the missus?
Hide what from the missus?
Hide the porn. Or do you pay the bill?
I pay the bill. Actually, the bill comes automatic out of the credit card.
I looked at porn on cable in Florida, and it's not nearly as good as what you get on satellite.
What do you like to drink?
What do I like to drink?
Yeah, like your standard cocktail if you're going out. Sorry. You know, your beer, wine.
In between the 6 and 11, what do you normally have?
You know, nothing. And I don't even joke about that because all I need is some overzealous rookie cop with a malfunctioning breathalyzer, you know, and then it's out there.
So say on the weekends when you're free.
I might just have a honey brown or something, or if we're going out for
a honey brown.
What is that?
What the hell is a honey brown?
Just what is little, he, a faggot?
It's a microbrew. It's a beer. It's
just a little. Just a little light, soft beer.
I thought he was back to the porn.
A honey brown.
Yeah.
That sounds like it could be a movie.
That's an actress.
Yeah. Honey Brown.
Honey Brown.
It's introducing Honey Brown. Honey Brown.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's happening?
Don and Mike. What a great informative show today. I just love it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I got a couple questions for Mr. Howard. First, I don't know who to watch, either Marty Bass or him, but I think Howard's got him beat. But one of the questions is...
That's a hell of a compliment you just paid Howard
Thank
Bernstein.
Thank you. Now, Marty's been around forever. He's an icon.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Question is, can you predict what the weather is going to be yesterday?
Perfectly.
Hey, let me ask you a serious question about weather.
Don't you get tired of a-holes coming up to you like that?
We
seriously.
Got
that.
Actually, there's this one young man who calls like four times a day. He's got some sort of learning disability, and I try to be patient because of it.
Sure.
I try to because, you know.
Right.
He's at home, probably got no friends. I don't know what he's doing, but he's calling us, and every now and then I just the patience.
Do you think
you snap on him a little bit?
Do you think it might be Tom?
A tiny bit.
I bet it is Tom.
No, is it Tim?
Hey, Howard.
Tom Gavin?
It's not Tom Gavin, is it?
No. Hey, Howard.
Well, you know wasn't getting calls now, he's going to get calls from
How's
from this
the weather,
point
dear guy?
Yeah.
Do you subscribe to the theory that you can't predict weather outside of really, you can't really predict accurately outside of a 24-hour window?
You know, we can do pretty good about 3-4 days out. You know, even 6-7, it's more of a trend.
Do you have the lying game sound?
Yeah, let's see.
Let's find out.
Did you just say? You can 3-4 days out?
That answer is false.
Wait.
Oh, sorry,
hey,
Howard.
You know, it's also, seriously, though, some seasons, some time of year, it's much easier than other times of year.
What's the easiest season?
The easiest season is when you open up the window and see it snowing.
Well, the easiest
season
is when it's like 90 and sunny for 17 days in a row.
Pretty much summertime. When we get into some of these transition seasons, and even wintertime, I mean, there's something next week. I don't know if it's going to be headed toward Ohio or headed toward the Carolinas.
Are you here to
coming.
Give us a little scoop? You mean we might get a snowstorm next week?
Don't hold your breath. Although maybe in this studio you should.
Why do you guys make such a big deal about the rain-snow line? Why is that so goddamn hard to figure out?
Why? Because here we live in a place that has mountains and a lot of
that
areas.
Answer is false.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you saying next week there might be a little something something?
Yeah, we may even get a little snow to ice next.
That answer is
somebody
false.
Unless it goes to Ohio.
I'm going
to
break that button in just about 2 seconds.
So this far out, you... what day are we talking about next week?
What was I looking at? Wednesday, Thursday?
Wednesday, Thursday.
That answer is false.
Howard, isn't it really just a crapshoot? Isn't it really just throwing darts at a
that paper? Answer is true.
Yeah, I've got the Ouija board, the dice.
Sure.
The people with the bad arthritis.
What's doing at News 9 now?
9 News Now.
9 News Now. What's the doing? What's the scuttlebutt? What's the talk? Who's doing grab ass on who? Who's quitting? Who's drinking?
You got a new anchor there, right?
Who's running
That's
into
right, Anita Brickman? Joined
who's
us
running
recently.
Into deer? Supposedly,
I almost hit a deer the other night.
Who's adopting children from foreign countries and quitting? Tell us everything.
Who's the station pump? Who's the station drunk? Who's the station stain?
Ron Burgundy.
I would have
Stay
to guess.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Station Stain is probably Tony Pan.
You've got it really in for Pan.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Wow. Tony's a good friend of mine. Stop picking on him.
I didn't know you had malice for Pan.
I don't have malice for Pan. I have malice for a weatherman who comes on, and this is very unlike you, Howard.
The Station Stain is probably that Ken Doll anchorman, whatever his name is.
Todd McDermott?
Yeah.
Another good guy who gets you guys to rip him.
Todd McDermott, what's up with that?
Let me just, are we about to go
You're
on?
You're just
let me
jealous.
Let me just adjust my lapel. Just
Here's
so.
My Channel 9 promo. Let me show you with my Channel 9 polo on as I just flex my bicep.
How much did it cost them to rent those kids for that promo when he did that whole family thing? How
I
much
remember
did that
him
cost?
Playing his guitar.
Oh, it wasn't that a special that moment?
Those are his teenage kids?
And looking back, was Tracy Neal as hot as she came across on TV?
Absolutely.
Was she
right.
just
Tracy
the hottest?
Is a beautiful woman.
Yes, she is.
God,
she's from Bermuda.
And she's and done she's now, just, right? She's not doing any more TV?
She's not at the station any longer.
Tragic.
I don't know if she's going to be doing anything further.
Couldn't you have done anything personally? Couldn't you have done anything personally to keep her there?
How was morale over there?
You know,
because
morale's pretty good. We're moving in the right direction.
Well,
I mean,
hold on.
I wouldn't want to be. There's another station in town.
Seven?
That, no, actually,
five.
I think four. I think four is really the one that's hurting the most right now due to NBC 2.0.
Here's the thing. The TV business in a lot of ways is a lot more cutthroat than radio with ratings. When the ratings came out, I guess the November sweeps
recently,
Channel 7 beat Channel 4, mm-hmm. so they start running ads immediately saying Channel 7 is number one.
Right.
And then the next day, Channel 4 runs one that says, hey, we just did a rating yesterday, and we're number one. Mm-hmm. Channel 9 runs stuff that says, we're the fastest growing. You know what that means? That means we're in third or fourth place.
Well, you know, if you looked at the numbers, though, we're only like 6,000 households or something like that behind. It was a very tight race at 11. And, you know, one thing that WJLA
That answer is false.
Why do I bother? Why do I bother?
Exactly. So you think Channel 4 is vulnerable?
I do, because NBC 2.0 has really cut the budgets at a lot of NBC stations. Mm-hmm. WNBC in New York is really going through some tough times as well. And I think it's a great opportunity for us, you know, to turn the tide.
But
and
you got
to. But you know, it takes time to get people to switch over.
You got to be a first-string guy, though. You cannot be content on the bench.
But you don't hate Topper.
No, I don't, but I'm just
saying. Are you telling him to
get
rid of Topper?
No, I mean.
Somehow.
I think he's telling me to move on, out.
Yes, I'm very
fond
of
Topper.
Oh,
get out of there? Oh, I like the combination.
I'm fond of Topper. Hell, he's a very nice guy.
We get a lot of opportunities when we get bad weather to be on together. I mean, and I think
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you when you're freaking frack there, when he's inside the nice warm and you're wearing the muckluck hat outside and he's making the number one money and you're making the number two money?
Listen,
you want to be the number one guy.
But
right?
But for me, getting out of the studio and getting out in the weather, I love it. I love going places, learning new things, meeting new people.
Do you guys wear fedoras? Do you both wear fedora hats?
Actually, mine is a wool brown cap. Got it at Eddie Bauer because I know you were asking
Rob.
About it.
Rob loves Eddie Bauer.
Because when I was in Oklahoma City from 94 to 97, another interesting place to live.
Right. I didn't know they had sizes, small sizes.
That's bad.
I thought Rob got all his
clothes.
That's
back when you still cared, when you were still climbing up the ladder.
But anyway,
you've lost your drive now.
It was
Oklahoma City, Rochester,
Washington.
Now Washington D.C.
Where do you go now, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm at the top.
You're not the number one guy.
Wouldn't you say?
But not everybody's destined to be the number one.
The
guy.
Pinnacle of all local news is Los Angeles, California.
Just said it. Happened. Some guys got it, and some guys don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody said I was a turd that need to be polished last week.
That was not, well, perhaps that was me.
I think Buzz said that.
No, I wasn't. No, I don't
say I was
that.
Me.
I think that was Buzz. Wasn't it Buzz that said that?
That was me.
That
but
was
Howard,
you?
You don't have the, you're happy being the number two guy.
You yes,
and, oh,
oh, yes and no.
Silence.
I mean, I'm very happy with where I'm at.
Here's
but
what you
but,
want. You, wanna but go, you need to find a market like my daughter and her husband and my grandkids, they live in Minneapolis.
That's a nice town.
You
market.
Need to find a market like Minneapolis, maybe a little smaller than Washington, but big enough to be a big metro area where you can be the big swinging dick in town.
Tampa.
When the bad weather comes through, you can be the guy standing
out
there.
No, I need four seasons. Tampa doesn't have four seasons.
He would love, I'm telling you, you would go nuts in Minnesota. It snows in October in Minnesota. You'd love it.
I would think
early October.
So you want the challenge. You are truly, well, yeah, you're a meteorologist.
But around here, you got challenges.
What about the Weather Channel?
No. I don't think so.
No, not a chance.
No,
couldn't get
I
in
like,
there.
Actually,
you know?
I like Atlanta. I had a terrible interview with the Weather Channel
isn't
back
that
in 1991.
Isn't that where retreads go? Isn't that where?
No. There are some people who have done very well there.
You mean retreads from local?
Like what's her name?
Alexandra Steele used to be at WJLA here.
Weather Channel would be a step up, wouldn't it?
I think, at least from
they're shallow what they used
from
to
from the outside. I would think if you were the number one anchor on a local station that kicked ass, why would you want to be one of any number of heads
exactly.
on the Weather Channel?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. All right. True.
And the Weather Channel, I mean, how often are you like going for a forecast and they got some show on?
Now,
yeah, you're right.
Your local on the 8.
Used to be all weather. Used to be a lot of weather.
It used to.
Now it's storm stories and things like that.
They jumped the shark years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ads for Kenoki Pass.
All right. I think your markets that you're looking at are Minneapolis, Indianapolis.
How about Richmond?
Oh, come on, Rob. I'm being serious
Richmond's
with this guy
a
now.
Step down.
I think maybe even like Detroit. Have you thought about Detroit? I
had another bad interview in Detroit years ago.
Well, I need to work with you on your interviewing skills, obviously.
I've had some good interviews, too.
First off, you can't go into these interviews with this whole thought that I'm happy
How about
being the
Portland,
number two guy.
Maine?
No, wrong Portland, Mike.
Portland, Maine, a lot of my family members.
I can't do the left coast. And I know you got listeners out there, but I spent 6 weeks in Bakersfield, California in 1992.
You still have an affiliate? Do we still have an affiliate?
Pretty place.
And it was weird, though. If you're an East Coast guy, here it is. It's dinner time, and they're giving sports finals. Or it's lunchtime, and the market is closed. It's like, whoa, the day's over, yet it hasn't begun.
Everything's upside down.
Right.
So for those of us who have grown up on the East Coast, it was just kind of
So you want to stay on the East Coast?
Yeah, my pacing. I'm an East Coast guy.
Where are you born? Are you born in Rochester?
No, Long Island.
Long Island, okay.
Suffolk County.
Long Island.
No, Long Island.
Long Island.
That's what you say when you want to
Brew, it's a pizza.
That's what you want to say when you want to piss off Long Islanders. Just say Long Island.
I went to school with
Long Island. Have you ever seen McDermott in the WUSA shower?
I haven't seen anybody in the WUSA shower.
I went to Marist.
Nor do I want to.
I went to Marist College. It was like 80% Long Island. Marist.
And then in the Bronx?
You've heard of Marist, right?
Yeah,
yeah, Marist.
I thought that was in the Bronx.
No, Marist is in Poughkeepsie, New York, same place Bill O'Reilly went.
Oh,
real proud of that.
You mean like Vassar?
It's where Vassar is, too. We used to go into Vassar, and we hit on the women, and we found out they were all lesbians.
And you had good meals at the Culinary Institute just up the road.
We did, so yes, very good.
What's your schedule, dude? You do the noon newscast?
Yeah, well, this morning I got up just after 3, and then I did a little live shot for the morning show, came back in, and did a few things in the office, and then
I did
the
Topper Show was doing at 3 a.m.? Sleeping.
Yeah.
Are you done for the day?
I am done for the day.
Yeah. When will you have to go back to work?
Monday.
Monday? Oh, so you got the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, get Mr. Bernstein a beer, please.
But you will be on. You're like a doctor. You'll be on call, right? Just in case there's a front coming over the mountains or something.
One of those fast moving unseen clippers.
There's not. I'm not working this weekend. It's not going to happen.
Don't worry. You don't work for us. It's okay. There's no problem.
No. Weather's going to be fine this week. Mm-hmm. A little nippy, but that's it.
Good.
So, do all you people at Channel 9 sit around and say, "Boy, Channel 4 is vulnerable now"?
We don't sit around and say it like, oh, every 2 minutes, but every...
You talk about it, sure.
Sure, you look at your competition.
Yeah, they got a lot... You're right, there's a lot of cracks there.
If you were going to add up Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 4, you guys have the best toys? Do you have the best toys over there at your place?
Well,
yes.
You're the only HD channel, right?
Yeah.
Hey, he just gave me one of those answers we need. He said yes.
That answer is... False.
Oh, forgot my. About the machine still being turned on. My apologies.
How come no one else has gone HD in DC?
I don't know why nobody else has gone HD in DC. Again, I think some of the channels are closed. They've got digital channels.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, I would guess Channel 5 may be the next to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 4, I don't know. Again, they're having their issues NBC 2.0.
Could you see yourself working at Channel 5? That's a little more, you know, Channel 5 a little more
crazy.
If it bleeds, it leads. Could you see yourself there? Because you'd be the guy.
A little wilder.
It would have to be wild winter weather, Washington wacky, windows waxing. You know, everything has
gotta
to
have the alliteration.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Gotta have that.
Could you do that? Could you pull that off?
I'd be
sure you could.
I'm happy where I am, but you know, you never know where the ship's going as you get older.
Right.
So
a fabulous furry front,
something like that.
Furry front.
Joe's in here taking your picture.
Frosty front. Oh, my God.
And now Howard is blind.
Well, listen, thanks for the pizza. Thanks for the insight. Let me know. He's gonna
Howard
take
is taking Joe's picture,
picture,
right?
Joe. Let me know if you'd like to have a conference on your career. I do think you're incredibly talented. Topper Shutt is going absolutely nowhere. I mean, he's not leaving the job.
Right.
So if you want to ever be a number one guy, you're going to have to leave Channel 9.
I can't sell my house now that the economy.
Well, here we are right here on the radio. They're all listening. When's your contract up?
I got some time.
How
I got
much?
Some time.
Time. Tomorrow's promise to nobody. How much time do you have?
Still got a couple years left. I'm happy. A
couple of years. Can I tell you something?
Why are you trying to stir the pot?
I have never read a contract that could not be ripped up. You cannot.
How many? You got a couple of years left?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be nice.
You cannot make someone work where they don't want to work.
That's true.
I'm telling you right now, Howard Bernstein has already announced he wants to go to Channel 4. He wants to take over Channel 4. He's very in touch with NBC 2.0 and all of the... And you'd come cheaper than Bob Ryan, and you'd make more money than you're making
now. I'm happy where I'm at right now.
Have you thought about changing the image a little bit? Maybe showing up doing the weather and
bow tie or something?
Not a bow tie, like a
Speedo?
Golf shirt. Maybe a golf shirt, you
Speedo?
Know? Just the jacket without a tie sometime. Any possibility of that?
New Year's Day, we did that.
Really? You were kind of low-key?
Actually, you know, one of the things I liked about it, you know, you put the tie on, all of a sudden you got this air of formality.
Right.
And you've got to be, you know. So when you do, you're right, when you lose that tie.
Would they, if you showed up on a regular weathercast
and
you didn't have a tie, somebody going to talk to you about it? Is that the way it works in TV?
It all depends. Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
Why do you guys always get a boner when you do something on the 5-day forecast if you have some little cheap piece of animation like a rabbit bouncing up and down
for the puddle ducky? The puddle ducky, yes.
Why do you guys always get so excited? Like, and look on the 7-day forecast. Well, there's the Easter Bunny going up and down.
Yeah, because we just figured out how to do something new and cool on the computer, and we're just showing off. That's why.
Topper
that's
is right. The Bredometer, correct?
That is correct.
That's Topper's. Do you have one of those? Do you have something that's a Howard meter? You know?
No. We'll just bring out the Bredometer.
How about if you just get the big storm? If we get it before the end of the winter, you know, you go, this storm is going to be tease.
Now, you know, Tony Pan on air. I love Tony. Tony called it the big
That answer is
False.
Tony actually said on air one day the big ass storm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I bet he was back. A few hours in the news director's office after that.
No, this may be the first they're hearing of.
You're reminding people. See,
now you've got the
getting
idea.
Him out of the way.
And how about Leslie Foster? How's she doing?
Lovely young lady.
Who's this? Who's this woman?
She is just as pretty as a bowl of candy.
She's now anchoring our 6 and 11.
She took Tracy left spot.
They moved Leslie
that's
from
what
Weekend
I was talking
Mornings.
About. Okay, that's the lady I saw. She's beautiful.
She is a
beautiful
and
lady.
And a sweet lady, too.
She seems tough, though. She doesn't take any crap. She seems like she knows what she's doing.
How about
doing.
Her moneymaker? Huh? How about that? How about baby got back?
She's got a nice little baby, good husband. I mean, life is good.
Does she work hard after she had the baby? After she had the baby?
Yeah, you know, she looks great.
Get back to her playing
weight. And I got to tell you, though, she's also, you know, she's a hard worker.
Todd McDermott gotten his drinking under control? I'm curious about that. Is he managing it all right? Is he doing okay with that?
What drinking problem?
We have a request. Someone would like you to say.
That was the first.
Would you please say, hello, this is Howard Bernstein. It's snowing like a douchebag. Would you just say that so we can have that to live in posterity?
And you're going
to
record this and play next time?
Yes,
it's coming down.
We'll play it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll be suspended for a week. Whatever. Hello, it's Howard Bernstein, and it's snowing like a douchebag.
You rock, Howard.
You're good, Howard.
You rock.
You do.
My best announcer voice there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Who's got the eye for talent?
Yeah.
I do.
Yes, sirree.
I do.
Way to go.
Star of tomorrow.
That was
today.
A legitimate tribute that you paid to Howard.
If only he had a bit more Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, maybe.
If
maybe.
Only you were not so
I
happy.
I think it took Eye of the Tiger to do what he just
maybe
said.
Maybe I'm just not young anymore.
Well, Orange Head Bob Ryan.
That's the one I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. Bob Ryan, yeah, you don't see a gray hair on that head. You know why? Because it's made out of straw. It's painted straw. And the fact is, one day, thump. That's what's going
to
happen.
I got to defend Bob because both Bob and I went to the same college.
No, really?
We went to the University of Albany.
Yeah, but he went to the University of Albany back when they had horses taking kids to school. You know, that's
when Albany was
that.
Still only cobblestones and not pavement.
But at least you don't do Bob Ryan speak, that language he created.
His conjurer's Harry Potter speak.
Sentence that incredible fragment. Wizard terminology that he uses just to confuse all of us. That
Plus,
makes me angry.
You could bring a certain ethnicity to Channel 4.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, a proud Jew during the weather. That's an incredible thing.
Don't they have some Jews
that.
Over there?
Jim Vance, not a Jew. Dorian Gensler, not a Jew.
You
Bob
sure?
Ryan.
Wait a minute. Are you
sure
about that?
Gensler?
We have had this discussion about Ms. Gensler.
Okay. Not on my list.
Not on Rob's list.
And Lindsay Zarniak.
Oh, yeah.
Not a Jew.
Yeah, well,
that's okay. That's okay, really.
She's right? Exempt from everything. And just think, you know, you do the weather over there, you're closer to Lindsay Zarniak. That can't be any problem.
I can't believe Mrs. Bernstein hasn't called in yet.
We'd Bernstein. Love to hear from Mrs. Bernstein. Now, do you make her refer to herself as Mrs. Bernstein?
When she's on the phone, does it sound something like this?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
No, but she does do a good parent for the Peanuts imitation. She can make that noise.
Oh, good. Good
wah,
for her.
Wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. I bet she can make that noise. Well, you're a nice man. Thank you for coming in.
Don't do that. That turns me on. Stop.
Oh, stop it. Stop
you're
it.
Nice
thank
man.
You for the pizza. We
yeah.
appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Now it's cold and, mm-hmm. and dried out.
That's the way
okay.
we like it.
That's just the way like you like
lives.
It.
Mm-hmm. Just like our lives, cold and dried out. And
amen.
Howard Bernstein, an ace meteorologist who, for whatever reason, is happy being the apprentice to Topper Shut.
But right now,
I'm
life is
you.
Good.
Make,
you know?
Life make
is
the
good.
Jump.
You know, maybe someday, who knows? But you right know, now, life is good.
Tonight, you're going to open that bottle of Asti Spumante with your wife.
I got a cold bottle of Ouzo in the fridge if you guys want to come on.
Oh, whoopa.
And you know what she's going to say? She's going to say, you know, Howard, he was right.
Is that what Mrs. Bernstein sounds like?
You know what? Howard, where is that determination?
He might have been, like, trying to kid you, but when he came to your career, I think he was spot on, Howard.
Howard.
Howard's getting out some photos.
Oh, he's getting pictures.
All right.
I would move to Minneapolis or Indiana with you, Howard.
You know, I've got family, actually, in Birmingham, Alabama, which I get
well,
down
no,
to.
Listen, I just want
Shalom, y'all.
Not really good. Not really good.
Right.
Below,
I'll embarrass
below
myself.
Business.
All right. Remember, this is my high school sweetheart. I'm
okay,
married, so
yeah.
I've got my
all right.
high school.
This is your.
That's my high school prom picture in there.
Wow, she's lovely. Is that your high school prom picture?
It is.
On the
isn't
left?
That sad? That's me in that bad
same
gray
woman
tuxedo.
Both pictures.
Yes, because I went to her. She's a year younger.
There you
There's
go.
A history here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So.
Why is she topless?
Yeah, I don't get
it was that. A heck of a prom, let me tell you.
Wow, that's incredible.
Know, she could do better than you. Very seriously.
Actually, yeah. You should, if you...
Oh, hey, hold on.
Yeah, huh?
Hey, we got some shots of mommy on the beach.
Let me see. Let me get a close-up.
Now, one of those is Mississippi, and I think the other one's Florida.
Look at that. Or
West, yeah.
That's nice. She's yeah. She's a nice-looking lady. Yeah.
Man, oh, man, did you trade up. Wow.
Oh, boy.
See, what life is,
she
life is good.
You?
Life
she
is must good.
She is she a must, lovely woman.
She is counting on you to make that next
Why
move.
Didn't you have her bring the pizza by? God's sake.
I don't trust you guys. That's why.
She's counting
Rightly
on you, dude.
So. You want to say hi to her? First name's
Helene.
You know, Helene.
Helene is listening.
Helene!
And Philip.
And Philip is your son?
Is the little man, yeah.
Oh, very
little
good.
Phil. All right, well, Howard, it was a pleasure finally meeting you. Let us know the next time it's going to be snowing like a douchebag. And God
so that
bless
you can embarrass the crap out of me. Sure.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
And thank you for coming by.
All right, we got one more.
That's the whole family. He's
that's the whole
family.
Yeah, I got to do it.
Family. Oh, and thank God your son got her looks and not yours.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. He's,
oh, he's a good-looking young man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a funny guy.
Very nice.
He's about as tall as Daddy.
What do they say? What do they say in the movie, the political movie that we like so much?
Which one?
Mentoring Candidate?
The Contender?
The Contender. Yeah, that's a very nice age. That's a very, very nice age.
You know what I caught today? And when we were discussing Russell Crowe movies, I totally zoned on my favorite Russell Crowe movie ever, The Insider.
Oh yeah.
That's not a bad one to pick.
That was on
it's
today.
It's not Mystery Alaska?
No, although, you know what, Howard? That's pretty good. I've seen that.
Yeah. It reminded me of that Buffalo game recently they played.
Nobody really likes my favorite Russell Crowe movie.
What is that?
Master and Commander. Nobody seems to really dig that as much as
that's a good movie, and the soundtrack.
It's a guy's movie.
Well reviewed.
The soundtrack is phenomenal.
It's incredible.
Sound.
Yeah. I mean, it really is when they're playing those, the cello and the violin at the end. It's fantastic. But I think it's a guy's movie, and I love it. It's my favorite movie.
I like the scenes when the cannons are being launched, and the mm-hmm. things are just clanging all around you.
What does Channel 9 have against the Buchanan family?
Yeah.
What? Mike Buchanan ran into a deer, wink, wink,
right.
and he gets S-canned. Then his son gets the job, and all of a sudden he gets S-canned.
Yeah, little Dougie.
What's the problem with the name Buchanan and Channel 9?
Don't you think they should bring both Buchanans back?
I am not privy to those discussions or conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I like both gentlemen, and I'm sorry we're not working
Wasn't
together.
Wasn't it a huge vacuum in the newsroom when Mike Buchanan left?
I wouldn't say a huge vacuum. It's sad sometimes when colleagues move on, but
right.
it's a fact of life.
Translation, he could give a rat's ass.
He doesn't.
Doesn't affect him.
He don't care. He's just going to go home now and make sweet love to his wife.
Beautiful woman.
Elaine.
Hey, can somebody watch Philip for a while?
Philip.
Poor Philip.
Him you'll trust with it.
Poor Philip.
Oh, man. Go
someday.
Philip will teach you guys a thing or two.
You know, get out there and play some ball with Philip. Really.
That's right.
Don't let him end up like Rob here, where
keep
he
a
majors
boy.
In theater arts.
Keep a boy.
In sports and keep him out of
courts.
Right.
You've always said that.
In That's sports, it. Out of courts.
Make right, sure your boy learns how to throw like a boy, not like a girl.
All right, get
Thanks
out of here now, good. Howard.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your pizza. Goodbye.
Thank
you.
Thank
goodbye.
You very much.
All right, goodbye. Howard Bernstein.
Howard Bernstein from Channel 9
it's
here in Washington, D.C.
Snowing like
DC.
A douchebag.
Absolutely. If
there
if there's ever a tsunami here in D.C., maybe you'll see him on the network where you live. But doubtful. Very, very doubtful. That was really a total examination. We gave him the full exam.
Yeah. He was very comfortable.
Yeah.
He was okay with it.
Face down with us exploring him.
He's listened enough, I got the impression. He knew what to prepare for.
Right.
Didn't care for the smell in here, and that I respect him for that.
He's crying.
There's a smell in
here? He's crying.
He's crying. Are you kidding? He's on the phone right now with his wife. She's going, I have never been as hot for you as I feel like Calm Soprano.
My handsome man. How did my handsome man?
Or you could be getting the opposite. It sounds like Paula Goldstein.
Oh, you know?
I'm not happy.
I go that way, too. Sure.
Hello, Howard. It's Elaine.
I'm not happy.
When you get home, you will notice that my bags will be packed.
Philip's school is already called.
I'm leaving you.
I'm not happy.
I hope you have a good time with your hookers in West Virginia.
We will be weekending somewhere else.
And incidentally, I've always thought you were better than carrying a piss bucket for Topper shut.
Goodbye, then. Click.
Piss off.
Suck on that, losers.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
My father was right about you. no ambition, Howard Bernstein.
Oh, why did you take me away from Rochester? Did you have to be such a tasteless bastard?
I went to Oklahoma City with you.
We are going to the neighbors for a cocktail party this evening, and how am I supposed to look them in the eye when you spent your afternoon, you chose to hang out with those two pigs? What am I supposed to say?
And you showed them the picture of me on the beach.
I cannot believe that. Why don't you just invite them into our bedroom, Howard?
Congratulations. Philip has started smoking cigarettes.
I'm not happy.
Could go that way.
He'll have a wonderful weekend. He'll have a wonderful weekend.
Philip, I hope you're happy. Philip announced he's gay. I hope you're happy, Howard.
That's it. You've ruined us. You've ruined us. And what was it? Was it a worthy half hour, 45 minutes? Was that really enjoyable for you?
Yeah. Tony Pan called and said something about getting a gun license.
Tony Pan said he's coming right over, and he is not happy.
Not happy at all.
Not at all.
I thought you didn't go to Deavers.
You told me that you just gambled with some friends. You played the horses, that's all. And I was not happy about that.
We were in the minivan, and I said, listen, Philip, listen, Daddy's lying on the radio.
Or it could be even worse than that, where she's standing at the other end of the room.
Divas! To look at strippers! How dare you!
Hello, darling.
I was just having a little fun. Fun!
Still here?
I don't know if he's still here.
I would guess.
What?
He wants a picture?
You can't have to go out and tell him no.
No pictures.
It's not going to be allowed.
Go tell him no pictures.
No pictures. No pictures there. And we'll listen to him when you say no. And do it forcefully, Rob.
Don't tell him we're on the air.
You trying to call the studio? Oh, what's the number? I've got Helene's trying to call the studio right now.
Oh, she is?
She is.
I'm sorry, Howard. No pictures today. Let me give her a hotline number.
Oh, okay. We'll give you a number to call.
Dynamite.
There's Joe in the background.
Nerve center.
With that energy.
We got a break because I think we have to talk to his wife in a second.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's wait.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.